We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
We're back.
Watch me.
Third hour. Rolling on.
I got it. Watch me.
Hey, do we need to give updates on Doom?
Yeah, I got to tally
this. This is Chase Week.
No.
Well, we decided we're going to have a double Chase Week.
We have a double Chase Week because it's not technically the last
week. Well, we didn't decide. These two clowns decided.
Wait, this is the last week.
No. It's a 5 week month.
5 week month.
Next week is.
But it's a tournament. We got it.
Wait. This week is the.
There's a calendar, bro.
There's 2 weeks left.
Yeah, Sunday's going to be the 24th, and the following Sunday's going to be the 31st. It won't even hit April yet.
No. The weekend.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the calendar, man. Right there. That's this week.
Boom.
That's another week after that.
All right.
Hi. Double Chase Week.
You're sitting here. I'm like, I'm showing you. You know what it is? You just like to doubt.
No.
You like to doubt me.
I always doubt a guy who crosses his fingers during an oath.
I did not do that. Video review it. I did not do that.
You can't.
It's on tape. Yeah.
You're really not one to be trusted much.
Right.
Well, all right.
Why? Because when you say something and you give the smile.
The oath was my idea.
And then you smirk.
If you're just tuning in, we took an oath today. An oath that is specific towards Ryan Fitzpatrick for this upcoming Dolphins season. Basically saying we won't rip him for poor football play. I didn't say we wouldn't rip him for good football play. I don't want him to play good football.
How can you be a fan and rip your guy for playing well?
Well, because I want a guy here. This is what I want Ryan Fitzpatrick to do.
Here's what's going to happen.
Give me 320 every week with four interceptions.
Here's what's going to happen. Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what's going to happen right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to tank for Tua. Tua's not going to be very good next year. He's going to fall in the draft because it happens. It's very, very common.
What if he gets hurt?
Hold on. And now you end up tanking for Joe Bag of Donuts, who you end up having for 3 years, and you got to start the process over.
You know who this famously happened to? Brad Kaya. He was a thing. It was croak for Kaya. And then he was, turned out he was a compiler, and he fell to the sixth round.
Who had a croak for Kaya going on? That was not a thing.
I've never heard of croak for Kaya.
We were talking about him being the number one pick. I came up with croak for Kaya.
Did you spell croak with a K?
Yes.
Was this in your stupid podcast?
No, it was here. I said it here. I mean, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. It was a different time, but it didn't catch on. I'll say that. It didn't catch on.
No, it did not.
Really?
I wonder why.
Well, you started.
Doesn't your quarterback?
Hey, in order for somebody to tank or croak for your guy, doesn't your guy have to catch on?
I would think
so. Yeah, he didn't. He was
figured
out.
Saying, I just wanted to take the oath because.
You know what? Let's look at this. Perk, when was the last time everybody thought a quarterback was going to be the guy? Right?
Luck.
And then he goes into his senior year and he sucked. So you tried to tank for a guy.
Matt Leinart?
Leinart wasn't as good.
Matt Leinart.
Oh, remember Matt Barkley?
Yep.
So,
yeah, but Leinart,
well, wait a minute. What about Josh Rosen?
For all you clowns that want to tank for a guy
which
a
one
year
went to
early,
UCLA as
keep in mind,
UC
there's no
USC.
Guarantee he's going to be any good. That's all I'm saying.
No, Matt Leinart was the dude. Matt Leinart, if he would have come out that first year.
I remember being bad for Barkley.
The same quarterback. Like, just because he would have got drafted higher doesn't mean he would have been any better.
He would have made more money. That's all it was.
Right. That's all that was. He still was going to be Matt Leinart. There's a few guys like that. What if Cardale Jones would have came out the year that he had that great year.
Yeah.
He would have got drafted top five, and guess what? Still.
Yeah,
what team does he play for?
The Raiders?
No.
The Browns?
No.
He was in San Diego last year.
San Diego.
I mean, L.A. Still? Chargers.
LA. Yeah.
That's a shot.
Or L.A. Chargers.
Well, they just got Tyrod Taylor, so he's
right.
probably out of a job.
Okay, there.
I can't take you seriously with this.
Man, I'm cold.
Whose blanket did you steal?
Vicky.
Blanket's a blanket.
Friends with benefits.
No, no, I... Well, whoa.
What?
Huh?
The headlines.
Hey, now.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Boys, we got some big news.
Okay.
The McRib is back.
No, you use that every time. And one, I don't like a McRib. I've never had a McRib. I want no part
really?
Of a McRib. Like, come up with something
there's
better.
There's something glorious about something the shape of a rib
that's
that
not...
is nowhere near a part of the rib.
Whatever. Anywho, Johnny Manziel in his first practice with the Memphis Express.
Threw five picks.
Yeah, bro, he's so bad.
He's so bad.
I'm so, like, I don't care.
In this AAF, though?
Dude. Did you watch him in the? Did you watch his Canadian Dude, football debut?
First of all,
yes, I did.
First
he
of
was
all,
horrible.
He had zero protection.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Protection. That's because he kept running. He's like, he was like throwing up these moonshots. He's like, got it,
woo!
Just throwing up grenades to get picked off. He stinks. Tired of him being a thing.
I kind of like it. He brings excitement to the game.
No,
he doesn't bring excitement to the game.
That's what they say about Tim Tebow.
Dude, he's terrible at football. You beat Nick Saban once. Like, how many times do I got to follow you? Enough already. Mm.
Maybe the Dolphins should have signed him. That wouldn't guarantee tanking.
You're right. Backup bomb. Sign him.
Anywho, he played tonight.
Dolphins fans want Fitzpatrick to break all the passing records while going 1-15.
Correct.
He played tonight against the Thunder. Justice Winslow, questionable game time decision.
Is that a 9 o'clock start?
It is an 8 o'clock start.
8 o'clock?
7 o'clock pregame with Zazzo and Tommy Tighe right here on your flagship station for the Miami Heat. The ticket, Russell Westbrook, suspended for tonight's game because of too many techs.
Doesn't matter. Wrong guy.
Yeah, so, well, I know. I'm
Paul George will score 50.
And Robbie will send 700 texts because Paul George will hit like four, like 10, 15.
He's the
threes.
One guy you got to worry about. He just hit, he made 10 threes in the last matchup.
Hey, remember, nobody wanted Paul George because of the kissy lips?
Yeah.
I
stand by that.
He's really?
Yeah.
Really? I think you want Paul George more than you want dude that came from Minnesota.
Oh, Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler. What? Paul George is going to be all defense and all NBA.
He's a really good player. Yeah, catfish, though.
Like 27 times, Jimmy Butler, you've said, we
dodged the bullet.
We dodged the bullet on that one.
I got to pick one of them?
Yeah.
I'll go with Paul George.
Yeah.
But you're making me pick one of them.
Yeah. I asked you that. Do you even listen to the show?
You didn't really ask that.
I said, would you? How many different ways could I say Paul
Would
George
you
or Jimmy Butler?
Paul George or Jimmy Butler? That
listen,
was said.
I'm not listening to a word you're saying right now. You got a cocoa blanket on.
Is it cocoa?
It is cocoa.
Dude, I'm toasty up under here. It's cold in here.
You look like you're about to grant some wishes.
I wish I could grant a wish.
Cade Weldon's transferring from the U backup quarterback. But more important news for Robbie. Robbie, the updated title odds are out.
Oh,
for the college football playoff.
Really?
You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Clemson 2-1.
All right.
Alabama 5-2.
Ooh, that's good odds for Alabama.
Georgia and Ohio State 8-1. Michigan and Oklahoma 14-1. Texas 25-1. LSU, Notre Dame, and Washington 30-1. Florida, Nebraska, Oregon, Texas A&M 40-1. Auburn 60-1. Wisconsin 80-1. Florida State.
Not bad for Wisconsin.
Wait, this is what I don't understand. Florida State, Iowa, Miami, Mississippi State, Penn State, USC, and Utah all 100-1.
Man, that's terrible odds.
That's about right.
No, I'm saying it should be like 500-1. As of right now, who's your quarterback?
Maybe they know something.
No,
we don't
no,
know.
No. Maybe, who's your quarterback? 500-1.
Well, I mean, there's a transfer pending with the.
But right now, the odds will change.
Maybe these guys are accounting for that.
I go put $10 on Miami right now at 100-1.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Hey, does anybody know about what's going on there?
Maybe Cade Weldon does. That's why he transferred.
Yeah, maybe he does. Maybe that's what sparked Cade to transfer.
I'll take your action. It's free $10.
You want no part of my action.
It's going to be a grand failure if they don't get him cleared because of...
Why?
Because you had a complete leverage play that was... It was so easy to get him cleared because the NCAA
really?
Needed you.
Really?
You know, spring
practice... Can I ask you a question?
Spring practice starts for the Canes tomorrow,
by the way. When has the NCAA ever... treated the University of Miami.
Never, but that's kind of my point. Like, this was the first time they were asking you for a favor for their birthday.
You know, they could have always said, we get somebody else.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Spring practice starts tomorrow, and the NCAA still hasn't ruled on this yet.
But I think the Canes and the Gators both wanted to move this game up. They actually made the request to the NCAA.
Why can't he? Why? Let me ask you something, too. Why can't he practice in spring practice? It's spring.
No, he can practice in spring practice.
So what's the big deal?
He can practice all year.
But he can practice all he wants, yeah. But it's a different practice if you know you're going to actually play versus not.
Practice is practice. Same amount of hits.
Robbie, Prairie View.
They're the Panthers.
500-1. It's the name of Nicosi's next flick.
Old Dominion.
The Monarchs.
Did we already do North Mexico State?
North? You mean New Mexico State?
New Mexico
the
State, yeah.
North Mexico State.
Sorry, my bad.
Are they playing in Juarez?
Gardner Webb.
The Running Bulldogs, first ever tournament.
Oh, my God. And he even got the running part.
He got the running Bulldogs. North Carolina Central.
They are the Eagles.
You can't be stopped.
Hey,
it's like a superhero.
This right here is like our own personal Rain Man.
we already did Bradley?
Yeah, that was the first one. That was the Braves.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we got it started off. Anyway, Ryan Tannehill had a message.
I try the NIT.
Iona.
The Gales, we did that one.
Oh,
yeah, we might have to go to the NIT next.
We'll limber up and then get to the NIT. Ryan Tannehill, he had a statement for all the Dolphin fans out there.
Thanks.
He said, thank you to the fans, my teammates, and the Dolphins organization for the last 7 years. I've experienced some of the greatest blessings of my life in South Florida and also faced some challenges that made me the man I am today. With a broken back? Grateful for all of it. Blessings emojis. To the Titans fans, I couldn't be more excited to get to work. Always hear such great things about Nashville and can't wait to be part of an organization that is building. Let's go. Hashtag tighten up. Yeah. Well.
Hey, by the way, for as much as let's put this out there.
I swear to God, if you say he's a nice guy, I'm going to lose it.
In all fairness to Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
As much as he got blasted, right, he did handle himself.
Bro, like, in all honesty, I've never heard a guy who like, his best qualifications are what? Like, the most basic check marks of man?
Okay.
Nice guy, professional, tough.
His wife left a load of weapons in a rental car.
No, it's just
okay.
Like,
hey.
Hey, how many times, like, who cares? I don't care that he was a nice guy.
Really?
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, like, if he was a center, do I ever hear about what a nice guy that he was?
He how about he handled himself like a professional?
Aren't they? Isn't that what they're supposed to do?
One would think, but the answer is no.
How many quarterbacks are who are really?
You just hit Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler.
What are you talking about?
Jay Cutler showed up to every press conference.
I
man,
I don't have to be in shape. I'm a quarterback.
Yeah, he's just being honest.
Oh my goodness,
he's just being honest.
What?
He's just being honest.
Oh, I can't even look at you right now.
First of all, I can't look at you. All right,
you do look like Nanook of the North.
Who's Nanook?
You look like Mother Teresa.
From the hood. Hey, but I'm telling you, it's freezing in this building.
I'm serious, though. Like,
they could probably pay us some more money if they turn off the AC every now and then.
Leroy, let me ask you something.
Yes.
I really got to give a quarterback credit for being a nice guy and showing up and being
just
professional.
Being a pro, just not
cares.
Is that what everyone's supposed to do?
Cares. I don't
really?
Care.
Wait to show up and
wait,
be a professional.
Time out. This guy. Just made those comments.
This guy just made those comments. I don't consider myself a professional, really.
Right now, it would be so perfect. Just go to break.
You want to know who like wasn't called professional all the time and not for the way of handling stuff? Randy Moss, and he was pretty awesome.
No,
he was.
He was called not professional.
Sure.
Yeah.
Said
he quit on the Raiders.
Didn't play all the way the right time.
Has a player ever said anything bad about him?
You didn't ask about player.
No.
I'm asking what's
what
the perception?
What I'm saying to you is this. In a team sport, unless I hear a player say something bad about him, I do not give two craps
okay, and I can tell you
what the media thinks.
I don't care, and I can tell you as a fan, I don't care that Kenny Stills comes out and says, great dude, Brian, all the way. Cool. All right, great. So you know who else is a great dude? You too, Kenny. You're a great dude too. But I don't care that Ryan was a good guy.
Okay.
Who cares?
All right.
Like, it's like you're trying to find these columns to be like, hey, you know, this dude was super mediocre the entire time. We never got
you think he was mediocre?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Super mediocre question, the whole time.
Question.
All right.
Question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What quarterback can win with their team being 30th, 31st, and 29th in defense? Who's done it? Go show me a team that has a quarterback that's won with their defense ranked in the bottom third.
And why do you act like he was part of the solution? Like, he wasn't good here either.
No, I'm not saying he was the solution. I'm not saying they shouldn't have got rid of him.
You ever think that the defense broke down because you couldn't keep the damn offense on the field? Like, at all?
Really?
Ever?
That's
three and out machine.
Okay.
Punt special.
Let me name a couple of teams for
wearing
you.
It down.
Okay. How good of a quarterback was Brad Johnson in Tampa?
He was fine. Game manager.
And Trent Dilfer.
Okay. Trent Dilfer.
That was 20 years ago.
I don't care. Look, here's what's great about what the Browns are doing right now. Okay? Instead of waiting around to see if their quarterback is good enough, they said, you know what? We're going to build so much team around him that if it doesn't work, it's going to be because of him.
They go out.
No, you understand what I'm saying.
They go and get him Mike Wallace. They go get him a quarterback guru. They go and get him. They waste how many first-round picks on linemen
all
to
of
get
them.
Him the,
like
all
at least three.
How many are still with the team?
Two. He always had at least two first-round picks on the offensive line at all times.
They tried to stack that offensive line for him all the time. You want to know what happens?
Let's see. Who do I throw to? Crack!
Wait. Now, let me get this straight.
Now, to answer your question. Oh,
Go ahead.
You're telling me, right, that the Dolphins went out and got Mike Wallace?
Yeah.
Gave him a big contract.
Mike Wallace was the top
free agent out there. That doesn't mean he was any good!
Mike Wallace,
800 yards, 10 touchdowns this last year.
Dude, Mike Wallace was a thing.
Not to the Steelers, because they had Antonio Brown.
Didn't Mike Wallace have a good year last year?
No!
He's a deep threat.
People were excited about Mike touchdowns. Wallace.
No, of course. I'm saying that.
Who's the guy?
You want to know what happened?
Wait. What happened?
Because Ryan Tannehill could never connect with him deep. He quit his last week. I'm out. See ya. Yeah, Brandon Gibson's going to talk for me, by the way.
Did they get the guy who stabbed himself or got stabbed? Who got stabbed?
Brandon Marshall? That was Henny.
Oh.
And but Leroy, I think didn't the Patriots, not this past year, but a couple Super Bowls ago, they won with like the 29th or 30th ranked defense.
No, they didn't. Go look it up.
And one year where they were really bad on defense, and they at least made the Super Bowl.
Go look it up. They were always middle of the pack.
I don't count the Patriots. I don't count the Patriots for any statistics because they're an anomaly. They don't count for anything. You don't get to have any football discussion and throw the Patriots in there because they break all the rules. They have dwarves at receivers.
Somebody said, I will give a text for this. You're naming quarterbacks for the top two defenses in league history, Tampa and Baltimore. Yeah, true. But you can't name me defense ranked in the bottom five.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
No matter how great your quarterback is.
You can't name a scenario with him where they didn't try and do their best to put everything around him.
Okay.
Coaching changes, roster changes, line changes, coordinator changes. And always the common denominator was he wasn't good enough, man. Like the best run that he had was when he had an elite running game behind him, and that ain't him.
Like,
I'm not saying he was the guy, so don't get that twisted. But what I am saying is that I like the way the Browns have done it, is that they had a good defense, okay? They had some talent.
Mm-hmm.
They got more talent and bolstered their defense and tried to bring in some guys to protect their quarterback. Okay, and they did this at an early stage, and the people that they brought in are actual contributors, not guys they had to wait and see if it's going to work out.
Correct. And the thing is that's crazy about it is, do you think in the 10 weeks they had Baker Mayfield, do you think we ever felt like that in the 7 years that we had Ryan Tannehill?
Not once.
I don't think we ever felt that excited about him.
We went into every year thinking.
Convincing ourselves. Convincing. It's like you got to talk yourself into it.
Every year we went into the season going, is this the year that Ryan Tannehill proves he's the guy? Every single year.
And we also went to the year saying, now they finally got some talent around him, and the talent didn't pan out. We're still waiting for Devontae Parker.
And he didn't pan out.
Right?
But he didn't pan out either.
Okay. He's going to be a backup quarterback in Tennessee.
I'm not. Now, saying you're not accurate.
He'll get 6 weeks a run.
No, I mean, because of injuries, he's not going there to be the outright starter.
I am not saying that you're wrong, okay? But I am saying that why does it look so different when other teams feel that they have their guy? Okay, Dolphins said
they had... Because I think those guys, this is the best way I could put it. I think they just know.
You never know. You cannot possibly know, because there's a difference in having a team that is expected to win and have a team that's seeing they can win.
I think
so. We'll see after this year.
The Chiefs know. Like, they just got an MVP season. They know. Andrew Luck, the Colts knew.
Yeah. Yeah. So you think now keep in mind.
I would say the one team right now that I would say is a little bit waffling and they felt like they knew was the Eagles. I think the Eagles thought they had their guy in Carson Wentz. I do think there's questions there. I don't think
you got to say the same thing about the Rams then.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't think anybody looks at the Rams right now and says it's Goff. I feel like it's all the coach. I do. I feel like he's kind of looked upon as his avatar. Like, you go do what the coach says, Goff. You're kind of a dummy, but go do your thing.
Oh, so they don't think that is Goff that's...
I don't think so. I feel like most of the marketing around that team... Look how many jobs people got because they knew Sean McVay this year.
Right. I would say... Yeah, everybody knew... But that's what I'm talking about, a generational guy.
Yeah.
Like, when everybody in the world knows this guy is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was Andrew Luck.
Yes.
When was the last time that happened? Since then.
I don't even think we could say going into his career, but I think we knew that about Mahomes pretty early into his actual playing career.
No, the actual, but when the Chiefs drafted him, you said who?
Yeah.
They drafted him in front of Deshaun Watson, who people knew more about.
Yeah.
Right.
He was like a mediocre as far as wins and records.
I think it's a couple of things. It's like, one, I don't think they actually really understand or know what's going on. Whether, you know, this guy is going to be the guy or not. Because before the draft, if I said, hey, we're going to take Mahomes before we take Deshaun Watson, what would you say?
Yeah, so you're crazy.
Right. 100%. So,
But I think part of the thing that's so frustrating with covering this Tannehill thing for so long is it's not that he sucked, but I think the thing that's frustrating is he's just kind of a dude. Like, it was so waffly. Like, he'd give you some good weeks, give you some real stinkers on the road.
He was just a dude.
And I feel like we've invested so much time into a guy who's just fine.
Okay.
I feel like Ryan Tannehill's going to be, if he wants to, be in the league till he's 40. Just holding a clipboard and maybe doing the Fitzpatrick where he's playing a year for a team or whatever. But, like, he's never going to be the guy.
Okay. But I think of, you know, when you say the guy, how many guys in the league you can say are the guy? 10?
I think right now there's more teams that feel like they have the guy than ever.
10?
Yeah. All right. Let's say it's 10. But I think
you got 22 guys, 22 teams.
There's 32.
But if 10 minus 32 minus 10 is what?
Well, I didn't understand what you were getting at.
So you didn't let me finish.
No, you just ended it with an empty statement.
I said, so you got 22 teams
who don't have the guy.
Right.
Or maybe they have the guy.
Right. The same boat.
How many of those teams spent 7 years figuring out if a guy was the guy? One.
No, that's not true.
Who else? We'll take a break. You figure it out. Back up. Guys, it's time to make your picks. It's tourney time here on The Ticket. The Twin Peaks Tournament Twister. This is your chance to pick up all the college tournament games and win yourself some amazing prizes, log on to theticketmiami.com ASAP to register and make your picks now. Weekly winners are going to get $50 gift cards to Twin Peaks. The grand prize, a day in the Twin Peaks Man Cave with $500 worth of food and beverage for you and your friends. Also, come join us at the Twin Peaks in Davie. We're going to be out there Thursday the 21st from 1 until 7 p.m., so we'll be doing our shows live there. Robbie's going to be there. He might bring the iPad for no reason, just so you guys can see the legendary iPad, but you'll see Robbie in action. You can play the game with him if you want to. If you want to play the game and ask Robbie any school in the field, and he'll give you the mascot. It'll be like a little sideshow, Robbie.
And I'll turn the iPad away so nobody thinks I'm cheating.
Correct. So, I mean, trust me, he's not cheating. We're all left floored here. I don't really understand how he's not one of the Avengers, quite frankly. Anyway, the Twin Peaks Tournament Twister is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Voted the best place to bust your bracket by Largo Honda. Great selection, better deals, no sharks. And finally, by Boatron Rum, the taste of perfection. Award-winning Boatron Rum. Rum that is not just aged, but nurtured. Register for the Twin Peaks Tournament Twister now at theticketmiami.com. Leroy is, for some reason, doing the show on the other side of the glass. Is this the part of the show where you ask Kirsten Perk, are you giving them your take so you hope they agree with you?
Yes.
Is that exactly what's going on?
He doesn't like
they're badgering. Are you guys getting badgered into, Tannehill, like it really wasn't all his fault, and name me the quarterbacks who could deal with that
actually
defense.
Apologize right now. No. Didn't talk not one word of football.
It wasn't. It was a heated golfer.
A heated golf argument.
Not argument.
No, Leroy was making points. Like, he was calling some guys overrated. Nobody was disagreeing with him, but it was an intense golf breakdown.
Who are you saying is overrated?
Huh?
Who is overrated?
Bryson DeChambeau.
The swing doctor.
Well, usually those over-technical, analytical guys, they want reasons not to blame them for hitting bad shots. Right? Like, I never could understand in golf. Here's the one thing that drives me crazy about golf. We and my team, I say, man, when you got 135, 140 yards, you don't want hitting that shot. Nobody cares who's your strength and conditioning coach. Stop saying we. You got a support staff, but we ain't hitting no shots. That's why I think a lot of athletes who play team sports love golf, because it's all about them. You do or you don't. It's not about whether your left guard can pick up the blitz, or whether if you're a quarterback, if you throw a pass, if your wide receiver can adjust and catch it. No. 140 yards, you either hit the shot or you don't. You don't have a support staff, coaching staff, trainer, putting coach, mental guru. Man, just hit the shot. All these guys that got all them problems, they're looking for reasons to fail so they could dump it on everybody else.
I at least like the idea of a mental coach. What drove me crazy was when Tiger was training himself like he was an actual athlete. Like, you're a golfer. And I thought that, like, it was stupid. He was doing agility drills. You're Tiger Woods.
No, but agility drills are good for your hips.
No.
You use your hips more than you use your
then
hips.
Why does his hip stop working?
Huh?
he's out there with pouncy hips.
No. Because he was using his hips off the golf course.
Ah. Oh, he didn't. He was forced to tell us about those. Man, that was one of the craziest things ever.
Oh.
Went out there with the blue curtain. His mom was in the front row.
Yeah.
Wild.
That was crazy. He had to apologize to the world.
Yep.
In front of his wife.
Because he was selling Buicks.
Yep.
And watches.
Mm-hmm. Family man. Wild times, man. Crazy
Matt,
times.
Was that Matt Schaub?
How long did they get Matt Schaub?
In Houston?
Yeah.
Mm. They had him so long that I can't remember where he went after that.
I think it got to the point where there was a burger shop in Houston that they came up with a Matt Schaub burger, which is a pick six burger. You can pick any six toppings you want to put on the burger.
Matt Schaub, I think, got exactly 7 seasons.
Okay. Yeah.
And did they feel good about that? Like, do you like the idea of giving a quarterback 7 years to know if he's the guy or not? Because you're making the point. Like, you should know. You should know right away. What drove me crazy about the Jaguars and Bortles?
No. I'm not here. Here's what makes it hard to determine if your quarterback is good or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For some reason, you guys think you just know. That's not an accurate assessment. Okay? Here's what you know. For example, I don't know how accurate this is, but this sounds good. Dolphins statistically have had the worst O-line in football for the majority of Tannehill's career.
Yeah.
Does he just get to text that?
Is that true?
I would need analytical proof.
That's what I'm saying. Robbie, does that sound accurate?
I need statistical proof on
that. I mean, he's had a lot of bad offensive
He did have
linemen.
Columbo, so it's possible.
He had two offensive linemen fighting.
Sam Young.
One crying and went home.
Tyson Klebo.
I hate to say this because he went to the U, but Jason Fox.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah, he had some stinkers.
Okay. Again, I'm not defending Ryan Tannehill.
Please don't.
Here's what I am defending. I'm trying to defend this concept that everybody has. If you have a great quarterback, your team is going to be good.
No, I argue with the idea that
if everybody on your team sucks, you can't tell if you have a good quarterback.
I don't think that's true. You don't think guys can flash? Like, he never flashed, man. Like, how many Tannehills?
With who? Name a player he had that would, like, okay, guess what? Some of the worst quarterbacks had Randy Moss and looked awesome. Randall Cunningham was doing floors and came back and played quarterback with Randy Moss.
You have to have an all-time Hall of Famer? Like, that's the standard?
No. What I'm saying is, that's how you, I mean.
Randall Cunningham, after doing floors, had 17 times more talent than Ryan Tannehill did as a in the prime of his career as a starting NFL quarterback.
No, but my problem is that the idea that you give these quarterbacks too much time to begin with, like, they're treated in such a different manner than anybody else. In a league that gives no job security, in a league that cuts people as soon as their 40 time goes off by a tenth, quarterback, they're like, it's the line, maybe it's the scheme, maybe it's the system, it's the receivers.
You,
it's like,
have numbers. When your number one receiver only runs 5-yard routes, okay, you can't then turn around and complain about the quarterback not going downfield because you're throwing to the strength of your team. All I'm saying is this, that I think teams, instead of just putting it on the quarterback, or at least make sure they are competent at most positions on the field, so that they can then make an honest assessment that we need a quarterback that could get us over the hump.
No, man.
I'm saying, based on what the Dolphins were the last 5 years, I don't think it mattered who you had at quarterback.
No, you know what I think it is? I think it's laziness by these front offices because they know that is the position they have to put the most work in. It's probably the one where it's the biggest crapshoot and what's going to make or break you as a GM. So what you do is you justify all these reasons that can get the quarterback to another level that he's never going to get to. Never. So, Ryan Tannehill was the first quarterback taken in the first round by the Dolphins since Marino? What are we talking about as a franchise? You're not taking any shots? No shots. We're just playing in Saceville here? Just roll the dice.
That's not how you run a franchise!
It would have been better than how the Dolphins are doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
This is why we have an oath. This is why
I feel like I'm doing a show with an oath.
Been an action-packed show today. We took an oath, which is great. I feel strong. By the way, you guys got to go check out @7iTheTicket or The Ticket Miami on Twitter and Instagram, as we have just retweeted Ryan Fitzpatrick signing his contract with the Miami Dolphins, and that beard is breathtaking.
So glorious.
It is beautiful.
Things that entertain you too, Clay.
Leroy.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be honest with you. Look at that. Can I just say,
look at that
I feel
thing.
So sophisticated around you two clamps.
You think he oils it?
No. It looks like he just taped one on. Doesn't it?
Nah, my dude looks like Ragnar.
He looks like a mountain, like one of those mountain people.
Yeah, he definitely looks like he cooks moonshine in his garage.
And then he have like two teeth.
Dude, that guy went to Harvard.
He definitely looks like he eats venison.
Dad's a rocket scientist. Wasn't there a press conference a couple years ago where his kid like pulled off like the Pythagorean theorem?
Yep.
He's already got little geniuses running around.
You figure. With a family and a guy being that smart, he would not throw it to the other team as much.
I'm telling you, it's a thing with him. He's been so trapped in this genius body for his entire life. This is where he gets to cut loose. So he doesn't want to be smart guy anymore. All right? Smart guy, that's for the birds. He wants to be crazy Viking lord. I'm telling you, This is how he plays football. He plays with this reckless, bloodthirsty, caution to the wind.
This is his alter ego.
Yeah, he's just been tired of solving math problems his entire life. Read defense. How about read this bomb down the field? Let's see what happens. Sometimes this is the only time in life where he can put life can be about chance. And I hope that he is so glorious in all his failures this year.
By the way, somebody said, hey, Tobin, Buffalo rolled the dice and we got EJ Manuel and JP Lossman.
Yeah, but maybe you got something here in Josh Allen.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
That's three tries.
You got to keep trying. You don't just leave the table. If you get more chips, you go back out there.
I would say that Buffalo would have been better off if they would have taken a guy that warranted that pick instead of a position that they needed. Make sense? Don't draft a quarterback because you need a quarterback.
You have to. They kind of did that with Tannehill.
That's exactly what happened.
And again, I will say, yeah, I don't like that because what ends up happening is you draft a guy in your slot that nobody rates that high.
I agree with you. And you end up with you.
Right. So
the Jaguars did the same thing with Blake Bortles. Oh, okay. They tried to justify number three overall.
Here's my point. Okay. Do you trust this organization to make the right decision when it comes to that? Because right now, you're just saying wing it. And I don't want that.
Well, I'm not saying wing it.
Yes,
right
you
now.
Are.
What I'm
yes, you is, are. You say keep trying, keep saying, trying, keep trying.
What I want right now is I want Ryan Fitzpatrick to go out there and wing it to the other team. You know, throw some touchdowns in the midst. You don't have to be terrible. But in the end, I want you to end up with less points than the other team.
Be really excited and fun, but lose.
You can't wish for your team. Don't forget Peterman.
Oh, he would be great. Back up bomb.
So far, you have three guys you want to back up this guy.
Yeah, I'm. Not, you know what? I'm almost a little worried that he's too good.
That's what I got from a lot of Dolphins fans over the weekend.
But he is pretty terrible. He's pretty terrible. Like, the thing with him is he can throw up some real beautiful games, but in the end, you're going to be like,
He could get going on a little streak, though.
His streak is about the longest his Fitzpatrick streak is going to go is three games.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
We talked about this
right
last
now.
Year.
Okay.
I remember
right now,
having these debates last year.
Right now, we're going to do this paper, scissors, rock. Rock, scissors, paper, stop.
Okay. Okay.
One, what two, three. You hold up how many games Fitzpatrick will win.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay. Rocks.
Wait, you got to get the other
paper, rocks, scissors. Wait,
rock. No, I didn't say. Don't you have to get two hands ready?
Me? No. Definitely not.
What do you mean two hands? It's just one hand.
Ready?
Rocks.
One, two, three, go.
Shoot. Why do you have? What are you doing?
He's got six wins.
Leroy's got six wins. How many wins you got?
Oh, I was playing?
Bro, I'm going to punch you in the face.
All right, let's go again.
One, two, three.
You can't change.
See why we can't do a show with
this
you?
This is why we can't trust you.
Well, the first one didn't count.
We gotta wait till the schedule comes out and we play our game,
it
our favorite
matter.
Game.
Yeah, no, Robbie's
it doesn't
right.
matter.
No, Robbie's right. We can't.
In April, we can play our favorite game in April.
Robbie, I gotta tell you, I think that game's gonna matter none because there's gonna be one game the Dolphins win this year, and it's gonna be when the Jets come to town.
I don't trust think
they also play the Giants.
I think they will win.
The Giants without Odell Beckham.
They will win more than one game, that I can promise you.
I got six.
They'll beat the Patriots.
I got six.
What talent does this team have? Tell me.
Here. Let me tell you what happens. You ready? First of all, you got that new coach smell. So that usually is a couple of wins.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, the new coach comes into town, you win a couple of extra games, exceeding your talent.
What was Hugh Jackson in a plastic container for 2 years?
That smells great.
Look. The Browns were terrible.
But that's what I'm saying, man. Tell me who the talented players are on this team.
Look, I don't care how bad and how unsuccessful you think any coach that comes from New England is.
It's not about
but
that.
But the one thing they are is organized. All right, when we watched the Cleveland Browns on TV,
that was a disaster.
Right, it won't be that.
I don't know how much organized Patricia is. I mean, he doesn't even show up on time to his own meetings.
He does make you sit up straight, though,
bro. You know how organized he is. Look at him; he's just a schlub.
Good use of Yiddish, right?
Six
there.
Games.
Six games.
Yep.
Ugh, that's not good enough.
You know how bad you have to be in the NFL to lose less than six games?
I hope they're on track for that.
No, you don't.
There's no
yes,
way
I
win
do.
Six games.
Why do you keep saying that?
Do you say there's no way to win
no
six
way they
games?
Get the six.
Really?
We got another Will Manso bet.
Well, he already lost the last bet.
Yeah, where's he been?
Yeah. Haven't heard
throw.
Haven't heard from him.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. They probably ought to leave those little Turkish bath places alone.
Just in case there's a sting?
Just in case there's a sting.
Mm. Just see him being taken out of cuffs. You haven't paid off your bet with Leroy yet.
Do you think like this is the time where more people are going to rub-a-dub places because they're like, oh, they got the big one out of the way? Or do you think people are more skittish about going there?
No, what do you think? They're pulling a Nate Newton?
No, they're backing off, bro.
Nate Newton? So?
Yeah, because, wait. I mean, they only got Martin and Palm Beach County?
Yeah, but that's who's running the sting, isn't it?
Yeah, but now, like, other officials are going to pick up on it. Like, now maybe Broward's going to get it on
Dade. Come on. Like, that was their...
By the way, the FBI is now investigating Li Yang for selling...
Wait. Li Ning.
Li Yang.
They make tennis shoes. Yang.
No, you're thinking of D. Wade's shoes.
Yeah.
Li Yang. No, Li right. Yang is the...
Li Yang is the mama's son.
The one that's going to be running all of Trump's...
she's the madame.
Yeah. Asian.
She's been selling access to Trump.
To China. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's her thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Real entrepreneur.
Get in where you fit in.
Also, there was all sorts of illegal contributions to Trump through, like, she had the receptionist at one of the massage parlors donated $5,400 to Trump using the address of the massage parlor. Yeah.
That does nothing for me. Who cares?
Yeah. It's just funny.
Get in where you get in. That's fine.
Massage people can't contribute to the election?
They can.
They can get you a lot of places.
Potswits.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.